Greetings to you all in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Last time when I was here, I shared from the book of Ruth regarding her ministry to her mother-in-law and also as a child of God. And in that book, as we were meditating this morning, we see our Lord Jesus Christ, who is a kinsman and a redeemer. But at the very same time, it is a narration of a history, and people were alive and they are part of the history of the nation of Israel, and there was a family. And therefore, there are other aspects from their life. God is talking to us. So, you see, Ruth is a godly woman. And that was the only reason she was able to come to Bethlehem. See, Orpha was also a compassionate daughter-in-law. And started to walk with her mother-in-law toward Bethlehem. And she was very reluctant to leave Naomi and return to her parents. But when Naomi gave her counsel and persuasive in that, and she also began to realize what my mother-in-law is saying, some relevance and some truth and some validity, so it is better for me to go. See, when she returned, the scripture says, not only she returned to her family, but also she returned to her gods. But Ruth refused to return because she loved the God of Israel. And she came to the land because of her love to God. As a result of that love to God, also manifested in her life to love her mother-in-law and minister to that mother-in-law. And through her life in the home, caring the mother-in-law, she was able to restore the spirit of the mother-in-law to recognize the greatness of God. And you know, she first told, "The Almighty has dealt with me bitterly, and His hand is against me. I am back here without anybody, anything, empty." So she was seeing the kind God unkindly dealing with her. But you know, Ruth never opened any portion of the scripture and didn't speak any message to the mother-in-law. But her life and the work and the care and the love made her mother-in-law to understand God is kind, and His kindness is also coming to my family. Because now I am able to understand Boaz, the kinsman, is going to restore us, redeem the family. And so, all these tests, and also Boaz says that you sought the God of Israel, and He is going to give you reward for your love to God. And you are a virtuous woman. And all these things tells us very clearly, she was a godly woman. And when we look in the life of Boaz, we see a godly man, because he has been kind to this Moabitess woman who came to glean in his field. And also he extended help over and above the requirement. The law only requires allow the foreigner, stranger, orphan, widows to glean from the field and provide for the gleaning. But this man was providing food, water, and openness to come back to the field. So she has a guaranteed income throughout the harvest season of wheat and barley. All these things shows us that. So as a result of the character of these two godly people, that we can say that's a godly home. See, in that home, when the Lord brings children, the children also grow in the fear of the Lord. As a result of the influence of these godly parents in the children have a values that is above normal level of the people. When the Philistines, Goliath, who was a soldier, a strong soldier, and he said he is the champion of the camp in the Philistine, a tall soldier, 6 cubits and a span, and he had a helmet, coat of mail, and greaves of brass upon his shoulder, and his weapons were heavy and stronger, and he was challenging the people of God and saying that you are servant of Saul. In chapter 17, book of 1 Samuel, verse 8, we read that Goliath stood and cried unto the armies of Israel and said unto them, why are you coming out to set your battle in array? Am I not a Philistine, and you servants of to Saul? Choose you a man for you, and let him come down to me. So here, he is challenging the people, saying, you are a servant of Saul. In the same verse, the narration tells, they are armies of the God. But he said, you are a servant. So, now these people heard that, and they also began to think, we are servants of the soul. You know, that is a reality, what we see today in the society. The society, through the system of education, make us to think the principles of the scriptures are invalid, cannot bring gain in the life. Simple example is disciplining the children. Scripture says, foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. And in order to remove that foolishness from that child, what is the social teaching around the world? If you discipline a child, you can easily end up in the prison. And so society is saying, you don't discipline. You give the freedom for that child to think the way he wanted to think. So you are developing that child. Unfortunately, many educational system and the society simply follow that. So that's what's happening here. This Philistine came and said, you are the soldiers of the soul. God did not tell them, but the enemy told them that. As a result of that, they are hearing the challenge from this Philistine. 40 days, and they were unable to realize what is really happening there. As a result of that, they all became fearful. and they were totally incapable of attacking the enemies. Not only that, they simply believed what he said. And they said, he is defying us or the Israel. But at the same time, on the 40th day, David came to the war front because his father sent him to seek the welfare of his brothers. And when he came there, he heard and immediately he understood what is really happening there. And he said, he is an uncircumcised Philistine. And he is defying the armies of the living God. In verse 26, we read like that. So it says that, and David spake to the men that stood by him and saying, what shall be done to the man that killeth the Philistine and take away the reproach from Israel? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? So, the circumstance, no change in the circumstance. No change in the time. No change in the challenge. But last 40 days, the soldiers, including Saul and Abner, were hearing this and very scared day by day. And instead of going forward, they are backing. And when David heard the same challenge, his perception of that challenge is totally different. He is not saying, oh, look at that, this man is insulting us. He said, no, he is insulting the armies of the living God. Now, why did he say that? Or where does that come from? When we go back generation, you know, Jesse, Obed, Ruth, Boaz, Naomi, we see a training of three generations in the home. In the book of Ruth, verse chapter 4, verse 16, we read, and Naomi took the child and laid it in her bosom and became nurse unto it. There you see the godly influence. See, Ruth came with Naomi. Because she loved the Lord, but also she didn't have anything else. And today her situation is different. Now she is a wealthy woman, a rich husband, a social dignity, and she is no longer in need of any help from this mother-in-law. Because she has everything needed there. At the very same time, her heart has no difference. There's no change in her heart. In fact, she is now improved, showing kindness and care for her mother-in-law. She came with her because she wanted to be with her and wanted to be with the people of God and to be with the God of Israel. But today, she has a beautiful family, rich family. She is no longer need to glean for the daily food. The grains are in her barn. Even at that time, her affection, compassion, and love and care for her mother-in-law only increased. In fact, Naomi is no longer her mother-in-law. She was a mother-in-law. Now she is married to another man. She is no longer her mother-in-law. But still, this woman is living in this home. She didn't come to participate for a baby shower and have the child in her hand and take a picture and go home. She was there. And, you know, her care to this woman has been increased 7 times more. Whatever she had in the beginning when she came to Bethlehem with Naomi is 7-fold increased. And increased especially in such a way a son can do for her, their mothers. He says that in verse 15 says, "He shall be unto thee a restorer of thy life and a nourisher of thine old age, for thy daughter-in-law which loveth thee, which is better to thee than 7 sons hath borne him." And so, daughter-in-law, even at this time, is caring. And this care is reported by who? Reported by the neighbors. You know, neighbors are a group of people who report ill about others. But here, the neighbors are reporting good about this daughter-in-law. Because they cannot find anything to report ill. No matter how hard they look, they can only find good things. So they cannot help themselves but to say, how great is this woman? And the mother-in-law also not saying, complaining or anything, but she is jumping into the family and caring for that. You know, when we look in the life of Abraham, we see that. People who have a heart for God is able to understand the heart of God. They understand all the time. Even before the law of Moses gave the instruction to the nation of Israel, Abraham gave tithe. Abraham stayed with his son Isaac and also his grandson Jacob. The law of Moses told them to do, to give tithe and teach your children and your grandchildren. But before that, this is the plan in the heart of the Lord and revealed to the people of God. So therefore, they were able to do that. And Timothy grew up in a home where his mother and his grandmother was a godly woman. As a result of that, he was able to learn the scriptures from the childhood. He didn't become Christian from the childhood. He learned the scripture from the childhood. But once he became a Christian, all the scriptures what he has learned while he was a child became a great influence on his life so that he can establish himself correctly in doctrine and teach that doctrine to the next generation. So Naomi, Ruth and Boaz trained Obed and Jesse and David. Therefore, David became a man according to the heart of God. And David was selected to rule the nation of Israel. And God has established an everlasting throne for him. And in his throne, our Lord Jesus Christ is going to sit and rule this world 1,000 years. So David, when he came to the war front and he heard the challenge of the Philistine, he saw the powerful soldier. And so the heavy weapon, he was not scared, not because these weapons were weak, not because he was not strong enough, but he knew a person who is more powerful than this Philistine. And Saul told him, he is the only one person who was even thinking to oppose the Philistine. So Saul came to know about that. Then he thought, well, I will take him and give him some uniform so he can fight the war. But as soon as he found, David found all those things are not useful because he is not experienced. He only know how to hold a staff in his hand. And then Saul realized, this is this boy who never had any experience in war. Philistine is a soldier from his youth. And he had a training and experience. And so he discouraged David to go and participate in the war. But David, you know, David looked things differently. And David saw him. Who? David saw the mighty soldier Philistine as a dead lion and a dead bear. Because he knew by the strength of the Lord who has told him God is strong. He was able to defeat and destroy the lion and the bear which came to steal away the sheep. And with the staff on his hand, he ran after that animal and killed that animal, restored the sheep, and himself escaped. Therefore he knew this Philistine is like a dead lion and a dead bear. So he not only know who God is, but also experienced the power of God in his life. With that experience, now he is able to face this soldier. And when the Philistines saw David coming, what are the things he had in his hand? He had a staff, a smooth stones, and a shepherd bag. But Philistine saw only the staff, and probably he saw the shepherd bag also. The sling and the stones were inside the bag, therefore naturally he did not see that. So he was thinking, what is the joke? This boy is going to attack me. Maybe his mind is not right. So I need to help him. I already helped the people of Israel by telling who they are. You are the servants of the Saul. They understood that. Now I need to help this boy now. I'm not a dog. I'm a soldier. You know, for that he gave an answer. That's an interesting answer. And David said to the Philistines in verse 45, chapter 17, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of the host, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defiled. So he did not buy the philosophy, psychology, modern techniques, developments. He said, my God is a great God. And I am coming with him. And then he says in verse 47, And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with the sword and spear. For the battle is of the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. So he knew victory in the Lord is a reality. And for the Lord to win the war, he don't need any advanced weapon. What he needed was a trust, a dependence, and asking the wisdom of the Lord. So here is a soldier with all the equipments to win the war, and the soldiers who are trained in the war understood they cannot defeat this man. But David knew, I will be able to do that, not because I know a modern technique or anything better than these people, but I have a God who is stronger than this person, who has already vindicated to me when I defeated the lion and the bear. Therefore, I will have the victory. So he began to observe and look and perceive, oh, there is a spot on his head where I can attack him with a stone. So, you know, especially type of stone is needed because it has to the right diameter, length, sharpness, polishness, all these things are needed. So he didn't pick any stones from where he stood, but he picked the stones from the creek because, you know, the stones in the creek were rolling many, many times. So, and now it is all polished and sharp and thin and strong. And he picked, selected those ones, and he put that in the sling and shot him and hit. So it was not simply throwing it. He was aiming specifically, and it hit on his head, and he fell down, and he died, and he killed him. So David was able to win the victory in realization of the greatness of God and with the power of God. And this king, or this boy, shepherd boy, was able to come into this conclusion because of his devotion to God, which came to him from his home. See, when his great-grandfather was same kind of person, when Elimelech decided to go away from Bethlehem due to famine, Boaz decided to stay there. In chapter 2, verse 1, we read, he became a mighty, wealthy man. Who became? Boaz became a mighty, wealthy man. See, the famine cannot offer any goodness in the life. And Elimelech understood that. So he left. But he forgot something very important thing. Who he is. Who is he? He is an Israelite. What is his responsibility? To stay in a particular geography. You have to stay there because that is where the tabernacle is. That is where the priest, that's where the Levites, the Levitical system. In order to worship God and to approach God, he cannot do anywhere he wanted. He has to be in this particular location. When you leave this land, you are leaving God and his blessings and the obedience to him and giving an opportunity to prove the greatness of God. But Boaz decided to stay there. You know, when Boaz was only thinking how God is thinking, because when we look in the life of Boaz, we see that he is a man who understands what God says. In Proverbs chapter 28, verse 27, we read that he that gives to the poor shall not lack. By obedience to that word, he was able to show benevolence and kindness to Ruth. And also he understands something more. He that has pity upon the poor, lend to the Lord. You know, a few years ago, when the foreclosures were common in this state of Michigan, the banks who gave money to many people were not able to receive money back. They lost their money. But when you lend to the Lord, you never lose. It's guaranteed. And he knew that. And therefore, he knew, so for the people of Israel to worship God, he has to be in the land. But if I am in the land, I'm hungry. But my heavenly Father knows I need to eat. God said that. Your Father knows you need. And he said, if you have doubt about that, you look at the birds flying around you. Huh? They have no barns, no planting, no harvest, but they are fed every day. Irrespective of the climatic conditions, they have been cared for throughout the generation, throughout the history of the world. So, if the birds are taken care, how much more you will be? So, do not be anxious. The anxiety should not be there. And this man knew that. And therefore, even though common sense, reality, situation demand departure from the country, obedience to God and the fear of the Lord and trust in the God, hoping against hope, made him to stay because he knew who God is. So he is a man, as a result of that, 10 years of lifetime, Boaz became a very wealthy person. And even at the midst of that wealth, he continued to be a kind-hearted person. Now, all these things are now you see in David. So it came through learning and came through training. Therefore, we have the responsibility to raise our children in the fear of the Lord. First of all, I have to be a man of God. The other day, I have been traveling with my grandchildren to a town. And carrying on a conversation on various subjects. And I told, you know, you have a father who is a great man. And they told me, what you are saying is true, but at the very same time, many times we don't think that way. Why? Because you know, all the time, when someone corrects you, you don't like. So they understood both. They understood the correction is not joyful, but at the very same time, corrected is victorious. You know, you working all day. You get up in the morning, 5:30 or 6 or 6:30 and go to work and come back. When you come back, another requirement of workload is in your home. And even with that workload, to give a priority for a family altar. The father teaching the children. When you do that, you will see influence of that, not only immediately, but also in the generations later. So, investing time to train your children so that they will understand the greatness of God and who God is. So they can say, this mighty soldier Philistine who challenging 40 days to all the armies of Israel is a dead lion and a dead bear. By education in the university, never help them to see that. Only by teaching the word. And who is going to do that? If you don't do that, nobody else is going to do that. I'm not against Sunday school. I send my children to the Sunday school. My grandchildren now go to Sunday school. But you have to understand, you are responsible to teach your children. So, train up a child the way he ought to walk. So even when he becomes old, he will not forget. Thank you very much. God bless you all.